avoiding a language barrier. The population of the other side comes from every corner of the globe and every culture where every language is spoken, including those where no language is spoken at all. And yet, because we're all children of the same father, nurtured in the same home, we communicate perfectly. The native language on the other side is Aramaic. We've spoken it fluently since birth, and our memory of it fully returns the instant we arrive back home again. Our memory of every past life we've ever had fully returns too, as does our fluency in the language from every one of those past lives, and every other language we've ever studied on earth and at home. Our knowledge is as vast on the other side as our eagerness to learn. So any dialect we don't already speak that captures our curiosity, we're able to quickly digest to perfection. We also make frequent use of our God-given ability to communicate by telepathy, the powerful silent transfer of thoughts, information, and wisdom directly from one mind to another. The most invaluable aspect of communication on the other side, whether it's by the spoken word or telepathy, is its total and complete clarity. We say exactly what we mean, and we mean exactly what we say. And of equal significance, we listen with unconditional love, trust, and compassion. There are no misunderstandings, no hidden agendas, or half-truths. No wondering after a conversation is ended how much of it we can really believe. 30 years old and absolute understanding between us and everyone we meet. How is that for something to look forward to? Our personalities on the other side. Imagine yourself at your finest moment, happy, at peace, filled with love, devoid of ego and resentment and aggression. Your most positive qualities at their peak, and your most negative qualities melted away into non-existence. Then multiply that moment into eternity, and that feeling into infinity, and you'll have some idea of what you're like on the other side. No matter how many times we incarnate, how much we experience, and how much we spiritually progress, we are always us. That utterly unique combination of qualities we've been given that make us so fascinatingly distinct. Expecting to undergo a complete change in personality between here and the other side is like expecting to board a plane to Los Angeles, one person, and be someone else entirely when we step off that same plane in Hawaii. It just doesn't happen, nor would we want it to. Our personality is part of our essence, part of who we are, and part of what allows us to recognize each other both at home and from our lifetime on earth to another. Think of the people in your life one by one, whether or not you're convinced about the reality of reincarnation. Go through the simple exercise of asking yourself, if there were such a thing as past lives, have I ever known this person before? Take the first answer that comes to mind, whether it's yes or no. When it's yes, ask yourself if there wasn't something instantly familiar about them from the moment you met them, having nothing to do with their physical appearance, but some inner, one-of-a-kind blend of qualities that made you say, it's you, about a person who was supposedly, by the strict definition of the word, a stranger. That same recognition of singular qualities is what keeps us all so lovingly, eternally connected on the other side, with the added bonus that there we have total recall of every moment we've lived, both here and at home, so that there's no mystery of how and from where we know each other. If we all become blank slates, or just identical walking lumps of love, every time we make the transition from this dimension to that one, how on earth, or not on earth, would we ever recognize each other again?